Hey, how's it going? I just want to tell you about the Meditation Life Skills app and how it can guide you on incredible journeys of self-discovery and transformation. I love this app so much because it has 7 progressive stages to learn meditation. The lessons are quick and easy, so you can explore new concepts and continue to grow. This is great too. You can easily enhance your practice with live monthly Zoom workshops to ask any questions and learn how to create a personal meditation practice that truly works for you. And also meditation lessons are added each week, and new comprehensive meditation courses are also added each month. I genuinely hope you will do what I did and take the first step towards more peace and serenity so you can live an empowered and fulfilling life. You can try it for 7 days for free and see if it is a good fit for you. If you want to learn more about this incredible app, just visit meditationlifeskills.com today. Thank you so much for hearing my story today, and I wish for you continued wellness.
As more people are becoming aware of the importance of mental health, mindfulness is becoming an increasingly popular topic, and for good reason. Mindfulness positively impacts the mind, body, and soul dramatically, allowing you to be happier and healthier. Whether you are in school or retirement, it is important to keep your mind in tip-top shape. If not, you'll not feel or perform as efficiently as you could. This could negatively impact your career, hobbies, or relationships with other people. Mindfulness has wonderful benefits for your mind. Studies have found that mindfulness increases the density of gray matter in brain regions associated with learning and memory. What this means is that mindfulness makes you a better learner. Focus is an incredibly integral aspect of our minds. It affects all aspects of life, from driving your car to getting coffee with a friend. If we cannot focus, then we will have trouble learning, improving our skills, or connecting with those around us. Several studies have found that mindfulness helps you tune out distractions. As a result, this improves your attention skills, which then allows you to learn and recall information better. In addition to improving your mind, mindfulness greatly benefits the body. From boosting your immune system to reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease, mindfulness is one of the best ways, besides regular exercise and eating healthy, to improve your physical health and fitness. Research has found that mindfulness boosts the immune system, making it easier for your body to fight off illness. Additionally, studies have found that mindfulness also encourages healthier eating habits, helps people lose weight, and helps them savor the food they eat. As a result, mindfulness helps to prevent against obesity. Emotions and mental illness are difficult topics to improve and regulate simply because they are more difficult to detect and diagnose. Mindfulness is a simple way to both regulate emotions and improve the effects of mental illness. Countless of studies have shown that mindfulness decreases emotional reactivity and increases cognitive focus. This will allow you to better regulate your emotions since you have fewer negative ones to start with. Additionally, mindfulness has been thought to help with the effects of mental illness. For example, there have been studies that show mindfulness to reduce the symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, in veterans. An important note to make about this is that mindfulness will not cure the mental illness, but it will help you better cope with it. Compassion and altruism are two characteristics that most people strive to have. They allow us to connect with other people and help those in need. Though some people seem to be more compassionate than others, there are ways to increase your compassion. Research suggests that mindfulness increases activity in the regions of the brain associated with compassion and emotion regulation. As a result, it improves your compassion for others, making it more likely that you will help someone in need, as well as boost self-compassion. Everyone wants to be the best version of themselves. It will allow you to have a healthier mind, a healthier body, and a more giving spirit. Life is full of unexpected situations, stress, and chaos. It is important to learn how to deal with these situations and feelings so you can live the happiest and healthiest life possible. This fact makes it necessary to know healthy techniques for calming the body, mind, and soul. Mindfulness is one of the best ways to do this. Breathing keeps us alive. while deep and intentional breathing helps us to enjoy life more. Countless studies show that deep breathing exercises have numerous positive benefits, such as reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease, reducing stress, and increasing positive emotions. As a result, deep breathing is one of the best ways to calm the body, mind, and soul. There are numerous deep breathing exercises you can try. One popular option is counted breathing. Counted breathing is when you count the seconds of your inhale, hold, and exhale. This technique is popular because it gives you something to focus on while evening your deepened breath. Most people start by trying to inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 5 seconds, and exhale for 7 seconds. But you can change the timing based on your preferences. Just make the exhale longer than the inhale. Many people think that meditation is difficult or time-consuming. As a result, they avoid meditation, thinking it is not right for them. These beliefs about meditation are simply not true. Anyone can meditate and benefit from it. In fact, studies have shown that meditation decreases the risk of cardiovascular disease, regulates emotions, and improves satisfaction with life. If you are new to meditation, one of the easiest ways to meditate is to meditate on your breath. This technique will involve deep breathing, but take it a step further. To meditate on your breath, close your eyes and start breathing regularly. As your breath begins to slow on its own, draw attention to the air and breath. Try to detect the temperature of the air, what it feels like when it enters your mouth, goes down your throat, and exits your mouth. Try to imagine the air swirling throughout your body after you inhale. You could also try this by focusing on an image or mantra instead of your breath. As you meditate, thoughts may come into your head. That is okay. Simply recognize the thoughts and gently let them go after they have come to a natural conclusion. Progressive muscle relaxation. Progressive muscle relaxation involves tensing and relaxing every muscle group in your body one by one. This practice is helpful because it draws attention to how your body feels in the present, as well as forces your muscles to relax. This practice is especially helpful before bed. Starting at the head, breathe in and tense a muscle group for 4 to 10 seconds. Relax for 10 to 20 seconds before tensing the next muscle group. Note how your body feels when your muscles are tensed and relaxed. Do they feel different? Once you've gone through every muscle group, count backwards from 5 to 1 and bring your focus back to the present. To recap, you must calm your body, mind, and soul to live a happy and healthy life. Mindfulness practices such as deep breathing, meditation, and progressive muscle relaxation are great ways to calm your entire essence, allowing you to cope and work through chaotic situations better. During chaotic times, it is easy to feel overwhelmed and stressed. Whenever these times arise, however, it is important to find your calm amidst the chaos. If you're new to mindfulness, it can be difficult to become mindful during chaotic times. These tips will help you relax and enjoy life, even the chaos. Calming techniques. Whenever you find yourself upset or stressed about a chaotic situation, the first thing you should always do is this important calming technique. As soon as you become aware of the overwhelmed feelings, simply breathe. For optimal results, breathe in for 4 seconds, hold the breath for 5 seconds, and exhale for 7 seconds. Repeat this 3 times. Journal about the present. Mindfulness is about being in the present. One of the best ways to be in the present is to journal about your thoughts and feelings. This will allow you to realize exactly what you're feeling, write it down, and move on. A helpful journaling prompt for a cluttered mind is called the brain dump. If your mind feels cluttered, take a few minutes to dump every single one of your thoughts onto a page as quickly as you can. Write in bullet points, not sentences. This will allow you to get all of your thoughts out quickly, clearing out the clutter. If you've never tried a meditation practice before, a chaotic time may be the perfect opportunity to start. Meditation is not difficult, and anyone can do it, even beginners. Begin by setting an alarm for 3 minutes. Then close your eyes and try to be in the present as fully as possible. Breathe deeply and allow thoughts to come to you naturally, but release them as soon as the thoughts conclude. When the timer runs out, you can either do the practice again or not. It's up to you. Going outside is a great way to get in touch with your senses and clear out chaotic thoughts. If possible, go to one of your favorite spots outside and just sit. Feel the grass, smell the nature, and note the brightness of the sun. Doing so will allow you to connect to the present through your senses, which will then allow you to relax and enjoy the scenery. When you feel you're surrounded by chaos, try to find clarity by thinking about things you're grateful for. Performing a gratitude practice is a great way to cut through the chaos and focus on what really matters. Find a sheet of paper and write down as many things as possible you are grateful for, big or small. Then, put the piece of paper somewhere so you can easily access it or see it whenever you feel cluttered again. I want to reiterate that chaos is incredibly overwhelming and stressful, but you are strong enough to get through it. Try one or more of these techniques the next time you feel you're in a chaotic situation, and you're more likely to feel better after. The more you do these practices, the better your results will be. Work can be one of the most stressful parts of a person's life, and chaotic days at work are even worse. To both be productive at work and enjoy your life, it is important to learn how to be mindful amidst the work chaos. Although it can be tempting to pull out your phone and mindlessly scroll through social media, one of the best ways to be mindful at work is to use your breaks wisely and intentionally. Try to use your break time to recharge and reset physically, mentally, and emotionally. For example, try meditative breathing or journaling in general to try to be mindful during your work break. If none of those ideas work for you, then simply find a way to recharge your batteries while still being present in the moment. If you use your work break more wisely, you will be more energized and level-headed when you get back to work. As a result, you will be able to be more productive, handle your projects better, and connect with your coworkers. At work, it can be tempting to agree to nearly every project that gets placed on your desk. Obviously, you want to do your best and put your best foot forward for getting a bonus or promotion. However, saying yes to all tasks is not always in your or your company's best interest. Whenever you feel overwhelmed or overworked, you need to learn how to say no. If you agree to all projects, especially when you feel overwhelmed, both you and the work will suffer, which is not the best strategy for being an efficient and functional worker. When you say no to a project, make sure you remain professional and respectful. Simply explain that you have too much work on your plate already. Ask if someone else can handle the job, or ask if you can accomplish the task at a later date. Chances are, expressing your stress and inability to properly perform the function will be the better option in the long run. Everyone likes to think of themselves as a multitasker, which is when you try to do two or more tasks at the same time or switching back and forth between them. Even if you think you are a great multitasker, our brains are best at operating on one task at a time. For this reason, it is wise to be a single tasker, meaning someone who focuses on one task at a time at work. When you focus all your efforts on one project or task, your mind is able to fully process and comprehend the challenges in front of you. As a result, you perform better, are more productive, and feel more connected with the work. To become a single tasker, try to keep a time journal because it can become difficult to know when you're multitasking. In your journal, write down exactly what you achieved in a certain block of time. This will tell you when you are single tasking or multitasking. Adjust your habits accordingly. Work can be extremely stressful, making it important to be mindful throughout the day. Using your breaks wisely, learning when to say no, and becoming a single tasker are the best ways for becoming mindful at work. Have you ever met anyone who seems to be naturally mindful and wanted to be more like them? Chances are that person is not naturally mindful and probably worked hard to be more resilient and live in the moment. This means that you can also become more mindful with effort and patience. To become mindful, however, you need to know the proper steps and tools for mindfulness training. If you want to become more mindful, it is important to be honest and patient with yourself from the beginning. Being mindful does not come naturally to anyone, and you are no different. Recognize that becoming mindful will take a lot of work and that you will mess up. Additionally, be honest with yourself about your current mindfulness habits or practices. Do not sugarcoat your current mental state or sell yourself short. Instead, be honest about your realities, as well as what you want out of mindfulness training. From there, be patient. It will take time to reach your goals, and you will mess up. Do not view yourself as lesser than or incompetent just because you struggle. Set realistic goals. Many people assume that being mindful will lead to a state of bliss. Although mindfulness will make life more enjoyable, bliss should not be the end goal of mindfulness. If you set an unrealistic expectation such as bliss for your mindfulness training, then you will be let down by the results and eventually give up. Instead, set realistic goals that reflect your current abilities and what you want to see out of your life. For example, if you have ever practiced mindfulness before, then this will be a new task and challenge for you. As a result, set your goals in small, attainable increments. Many people practice mindfulness to improve their lives. What exactly improving your life means to you will be different from what it means to the person next to you. Because of this, set realistic goals that are deeply connected to your abilities and goals, not anyone else's. Once you are honest with yourself and set realistic goals, you need to practice being mindful even when you don't feel like it. In the beginning, trying to be mindful will be new and exciting, which will be motivation to work. As the newness wears off, however, it can be easy to let your feelings overshadow your mindfulness training. Regardless of how you feel, be mindful. In fact, the times when you don't feel like being mindful are the times that you need it the most. For this reason, be mindful and stick to your goals. With this in mind, make a commitment to your mindfulness goals. Work through your feelings, tiredness, or annoyance with your training and press forward. If you are able to do mindfulness training during those times, then you have already come a long way. To recap, anyone, including you, can be mindful like a pro as long as they're honest and patient with themselves, set realistic goals, and commit themselves to mindfulness training. Though each of these steps will take a lot of hard work and personal clarity, it will be worth it in the end, since mindfulness will improve various aspects of your life.
Thank you for being a part of this special community, as we all learn to bring more compassion and peace for ourselves and to the world. Our hope is that you will find great value in the material that we've put together for you, to deepen your practice even more. Please visit meditationlifeskills.com.